Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode where I talk about the most important points that I had in my conversation with the interviewee from the last episode. And so today I'll be talking about my conversation with photographer Josh Weiland. Before I get into it, I just want to mention you may have noticed a gap that was longer than normal between this episode and the previous episode with Josh. And so if you're listening, thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast. I did not mean for that gap to happen. Just a quick insight into me, I have to generally schedule these out months in advance and do these interviews in bulk in order for me to maintain this podcast with any kind of regularity. However, things kind of got busy, and so we got towards the end of the queue of episodes that I had scheduled out, and I still have more scheduled that have already happened that were in the process of editing and uploading and scheduling for the future, but we just got to the end of what was scheduled out, and then I had a hard drive crash on my computer, and so all's well that ends well. Actually, I did not lose any information. I just had to send my computer off to get fixed by the Apple people at the Mac store, and so that just set me behind. I did not, again, intend for a week to go by without releasing a podcast episode. So anyway, back to business. Life goes on. I'm continuing to record episodes, and we have a lot of good stuff coming up. So let's get to the most important points that I had with Josh. Josh is a cool kid. He really knows what's going on, and I've had the pleasure of interacting with him in person and also on Skype for this podcast, and just the confidence that he has with the way he runs his business, I have to say, is not something that I often see in someone his age or even 20 years his senior. And I know he's been doing this for a handful of years, but just the level of quality that he likes to bring to his work is just so encouraging to see and also to listen to. So if you have not listened to his interview in the previous episode, I highly encourage you to do so. Please go listen to his interview. He says some really good stuff. And so we touched on a lot of good points. So today I'll just give a recap of what I felt were the most important for you in your photography business. All right, let's get to the good stuff. One of the things that Josh mentioned was dialing into your core competency. So really focusing in on what you're good at. By identifying what you're best at, you also get to enjoy running your business more. I think a lot of us often start off taking any and every type of gig that we have, but I think it's beneficial for us to focus on what we're good at and what we enjoy. I understand that when you're first starting out, you'll take any type of job you can get. I was the same way. I was taking portraits and weddings and product photography. I was like, hey, I'll just take anything because I have bills to pay. But after a certain point, I think we should really focus on what you enjoy the most and also what you're good at, and really try to niche down from there. I find that photographers who focus on a specific niche end up charging more. And even for myself, as I begin the process of niching down, I found that looking at the biggest client that I've ever had, which just happened in the past month, it was for a very specific niche. So I highly encourage you to analyze your business and yourself and what you enjoy doing. What are you the most competent at? This also allows you to dial in on who your client is, by the way. When you know what you're good at, then that helps you to understand who you can serve the best. And then it allows you to hyper-serve your clients. You can tailor your marketing message to them in phone conversations, on your website, in any printed marketing material that you hand out. By knowing what their fears are and their desires and their hopes are, that allows you to really serve them the best, even in ways that you can surprise them. You know, after a shoot, I like to do a little bit extra for clients, just as a way of showing them my appreciation. And and so knowing what they like I can provide that to them. So point number two, consider offering physical products from the get-go. You want that to be the end goal, a physical product That's the end goal, that for many types of photography. I know it depends on the type of photography, but portraits, that's a good example. And for Josh, it's senior portraits. And so for him, he sets that expectation from the get-go that we're having this shoot so that you can hang an awesome masterpiece on your wall, not so that I could hand you a CD of digital files where hopefully you'll figure out how to get them printed at the drugstore up the street, and hopefully the photos will come out right, and hopefully there won't be this weird greenish cast. You know, his goal is to provide them something lovely they can hang up on their wall. And that's so valuable to the client. And really, that's another way of serving the client. Now, an argument against CDs would be this: the client may never print from it, or they may get them printed in a place where the colors are off, which is kind of what I just mentioned. And so Josh, he makes a great point. We know how to get prints professionally printed from our source of choice. We have that expertise. We know about color spaces and resolution. And this is something that the average client does not, they don't know. They just, that's stuff that they don't have to know, so they don't know it. So when a client goes to get something printed, it often looks cheap, which can make your work look cheap. Which makes your work look cheap as it hangs on their walls. And so I encourage you to really, I guess, kind of, if you're not big into trying to sell your clients prints that they can hang on the walls, whether that be acrylic prints or canvas or fine art prints or even metal, you can print on metal these days, it's pretty cool. If that's not something you do, consider incorporating that into your business if it's fitting. And just some tips to get started with that, because I know a lot of us kind of see sales as scary. In-home consultations help because you can help your client pinpoint where they want that art to hang on their wall. This is something I've started doing, and it's super helpful. When I walk in there, the last client I had, I walked in with a tape measure. I said, we're going to talk about what you would like from this shoot as far as style and the specific types of shots. But also, let's look at your walls and see where a good spot can be to hang it, and if it's going to be landscape or portrait orientation, so that I can keep that in mind as I'm taking the photos. And this helps them because they begin that process of mentally making that shift from, I may just get a digital file, to I'm going to end up with this cool piece of art on the wall that the photographer is going to get especially printed for me on the highest quality products. And so this is a service to them. You're saving them the headache of having to do this. And sure, it'll cost them, but they're getting something that's much higher quality that will last ultimately much longer than if they had tried to get it done themselves. And so that's point number two. And then point number three, sometimes a no can be your best friend. While it can hurt to have a client turn you down in the short term, realize that you may have avoided a major headache or a painful working relationship in the long term. I know many of us are afraid of no. It's not something that's necessarily pleasant. When I first started my photography business, I was just petrified of the word no. You know, I think a lot of it is because as photographers, we're so close to our businesses and we're so closely tied to the work that we output, that when a client tells us no, we take it as a personal rejection. Like they're saying no to us and our value as a person. No, they're just, sometimes you're not a good fit for people that you're talking to, for a potential client. Sometimes another photographer is a better fit for them. And it's important that you develop the skill of recognizing who's a good fit for you and who's not. Because let me tell you, if you try to take on a client that's not a good fit for you and you try to kind of force it and make that happen, it can be painful. Very painful. And for my business, and actually this was when I was doing freelance graphic design, the first panic attack that I ever had was actually in dealing with a client that I should not have taken on in the first place. It was a truly painful relationship. And halfway through the project, I realized I never should have taken it on, and that I was kind of, for lack of a better term, stuck dealing with this person until the project was done. And this was at about 11 o'clock at night. And that's when I had my first panic attack. Like, I couldn't breathe. It felt like a heart attack. And in retrospect, it took me about maybe a week to realize, oh, that was a panic attack. Okay, not a heart attack, but wow, this client actually caused this physical series of symptoms. So that's why I say a no can be your best friend. By being able to recognize who's not a very good fit for you, you can focus more on people who are a wonderful fit for you. And finding people that you can work with well makes your life so much easier, and they will come out so much happier for it, which leads to a myriad of other positive things, such as them telling their friends and family about how awesome you are and getting you referral business. So those are the main 3 points from my chat with Josh. Just a quick recap. First, I talked about dialing in on your core competency and also dialing in on who your client would be, your ideal client. Number 2, consider offering physical products from the get-go. View it as a service. Don't view yourself as a sleazy salesperson. No, you're doing them a service by getting them a wonderful masterpiece that they can hang on the wall and it can last for generations and generations. Number 3, sometimes a no can be your best friend. Yes. So that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you got at least one idea or concept that you can apply to your business. I will chat with you next time. Go out and build the photography businesses of your dreams. If you're looking for a way to speed up your workflow and quickly take your photos to the next level, check out the professional Lightroom presets we're offering on ProPhotographerJourney.com. With a single click, use these presets as a solid starting point when editing your photos, and then customize each Lightroom effect to your liking. Your friends, family, and clients will be amazed at your photos. These preset styles include soft and subtle, all the way to dramatic and edgy. Just head to ProPhotographerJourney.com and check it out. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.